This is Slammed.
Brown goes inside. Oh, what a slam from Jaylen Brown.
Brought to you by WEEI and Odyssey Sports.
Tatum on the move. Oh, he set off the smoke detector.
With Megan Ottolini, Esteban Bustillos, and Justin Turpin.
Brown. One, two.
Right now.
Everybody, back to Slammed. I'm Megan Ottolini of WEEI, joined today, as I often am, by Justin Turpin, also of WEEI and Odyssey. And Justin, I got to thinking of this exercise that I wanted to do at some point this week when we were at the Garden for opening night, because, of course, we were all watching the three-point attempts and the Celtics attempting to break an NBA three-point record. And I thought, how many other records is this team going to be able to break this year? And I'm not even talking about NBA records. Maybe that's something for a different pod, but I'm thinking about in Celtics history, because what NBA franchise has a richer history than the Boston Celtics? So I came up with seven different records held by Celtics teams of the past. And you'll be surprised at how far some of these go that have not been broken by great teams, say of the last 2 years or the Big Three era, back in the late aughts. So we're going to just go one by one, seven records, each give our thoughts, our expectations of how realistic it's going to be. How does that sound, Terp?
Let's do it.
Okay. So record number one is the longest win streak. Do you happen to know, and I won't quiz you on each of these. I'm just curious because I think this is one that gets brought up whenever the Celtics go on a little bit of a hot streak. Do you know which team had the longest win streak?
In NBA history or?
Only Celtics history.
Oh, in Celtics history.
Yes, this is all Celtics franchise specific history.
Is it the 07-08 team or the 08-09?
It is the 08-09 team. So it was 19 games in 2008, which ended against the Lakers on the Christmas Day game. And then that same team after that went on a 12-game winning streak that ended again in February against the Lakers. So they actually had two of the biggest win streaks in franchise history, and both ended against the Lakers in the same season. So do you think that this team can break the 19-game win streak set in 2008?
I don't, only because that is so hard to win 19 straight games. Like, that's incredible to win 19 straight games. They're bound to have clunkers in there. So I just don't see it, just because of how hard that is.
I also think with this team, because of where they're at with the rotations that they're going to have to do at the big position, with Kristaps Porzingis going to be put on ice and Al Horford also going to be managed very carefully, I just think that that adds way too much of an uncertainty game to game. There may be nights, as much as the NBA does not want this ever to happen, that certain guys just have to take off because it's not worth it. So I agree with you. So not the win streak. So Celtics, that one stays from 2008. Okay, next one. Most points ever scored in a game by a Celtics team. This one blew my mind when I looked it up. Do you have any idea when this one is from?
So it has to, is it 160 something? It's right around 160.
It's 173 points in one game.
Wow.
And you'll never believe when it's from.
Is it like the 60s?
1959.
Wow.
1959.
When there was no 3-point line. That makes it even more impressive.
It was against Milwaukee. So again, like, I mean, not the exact same franchise, because I'm just like, I can't believe that's how far back that goes.
That's crazy.
It's a different era of the NBA, and I understand all of that. But without the three-pointers, I almost feel like that one, if it hasn't been broken yet, it has to continue to stand, because how have we made it this far in such a three-point dominant era?
Especially with the way they play now, like, all the starters are done by the third quarter. If they're ever going to put up numbers like that, the starters won't play into the fourth quarter. So that's incredible that they scored that much points in that period of time. But I don't see that one getting broken. Not this year.
So do you think that this is the kind of record that Joe Mazzulla is aware of? And do you think it's the kind of record that he would possibly go after if he knew that, let's say they were at like 152 in a game and they have a quarter left, and he knows that there's a franchise record that could, or maybe it's more like 145 or something like that, that could be reached if he keeps at least a couple starters out there for most of the fourth.
I don't, because he wasn't aware of the 3-point record, and that's one that he certainly should believe be aware him? Of. I think I do.
When, I but don't then
again,
him.
But then again, they were jacking him up, and he was totally okay with it. He didn't want to get them back into a flow of the offense, so maybe he was lying a little bit there. But I don't
think
know.
He was being diplomatic because he didn't want it to seem like he's going record chasing in the first game of the season.
He did something similar last year in a different circumstance in the in-season tournament, where he pretended like he didn't care at all, and then when they had a chance to do it and win. They were hacking Drummond in the second quarter, left the starters in the whole time to ensure they got that point differential. So maybe I'll walk that back. Maybe if he was aware of it and they had a shot at breaking it, he would do it. But I just don't see them reaching that point total just because they know how important it is to keep guys fresh. They're not going to jeopardize their health to go try to break a franchise record. They'd rather have another banner.
Yeah. Okay. This next one goes back to 1984. And this is one that I think you can't really like chase. It just is kind of a magical night that happens or doesn't happen. Highest field goal percentage. This was 0.679. So about 67% shooting percentage against Golden State back in 1984. Again, what?
That's a tough one, but that's one they can't break just because of how great their shooters are. It will be tough, though, with their high reliance on three-pointers, their three-point volume. It'll be tough to shoot that efficiently when you're jacking up so many threes, but that's a trade they're willing to take.
Yeah. I think you hit on it right there. The way that the Celtics play their offense right now is about the field goal attempts, particularly from behind the 3-point line. So you saw all the threes that they put up. And by the end of it, thanks to those 13 missed at the end, what were they shooting, like 53% or something?
53. I'd be curious to see like the shot volume in that game too. How many attempts? Because one of Joe Mazzulla's biggest areas of focus is how many shots they're getting up, dominating that shot margin. If they're shooting 95 shots now and they're only shooting like 70 or 60, that's a lot bigger volume.
It's a great point, and probably going a lot more just from mid-range and right at the rim and, you know, easier buckets, maybe. Maybe not by Joe Mazzulla's standards, because he did once upon a time say that the three-point is the easiest shot to make.
He also famously said, just because you're closer to the rim doesn't mean it's easier to score.
Yeah. I mean, not wrong, but also not always correct. Just,
I mean, analytics would imply he's right.
Okay, analytics. This next one. So we don't think that they're gonna break that record.
Just with the shot margin, the shot volume, and where they're coming from, I don't see it.
Okay. Oh my gosh, we're four through, and we only have one record that we think they're gonna break, which is a wins at home by the 86 team.
That's pretty impressive. Well, that's why we're doing this, is just how historic the franchise is.
Okay, so most points in a game by an individual. This is 60 points tied between Jason Tatum in 2021 and Larry Bird in 1985. So I guess this is simply a way of asking, do you think Tatum gets above 60 this season?
I don't, just because there's so many mouths to feed on the offense, and he's totally okay with deferring it. He had 10 assists in game in the opening night, so he's totally okay with deferring, and I don't think he's not going to have the chance to do it because there's so many mouths to feed in that offense.
Okay. I think I agree with that. I'm kind of surprised that it's back in 2021, because Tatum had such a big statistical year in 2022 in that second half of that season where he was putting up MVP numbers. So I'm kind of surprised that the like scoring number was back then and he hasn't reached anywhere near it again, which with the way that the roster has been this year and last year, I just don't think they're going
to
do that.
Also, is he ever going to play the fourth quarter? Because it's tough to do that in three quarters.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. Okay. This one is really goofy. I love it. I don't know if we can have this in the modern NBA, but I like to throw it out there. Most blocks in a game by an individual is 9 from Kevin McHale at Chicago in 1983. 9 blocks. Can you envision any Celtic on this team having more than 9 blocks in a game this season?
If it's anybody, it's Kristaps Porzingis, and I don't think he's going to see the minutes to do so. Just coming off the injury, they're going to naturally ease him in. I don't think he's going to see the amount of time on the court to be able to reach that incredible milestone of 9. But if anyone was to do it, it would be Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay, so you don't think there's any chance that we would see an incredible performance from Derek White where he
imagine. You know what's crazy? He doesn't have a block yet this year through 2 games.
That's kind of nuts. Crazy.
Yeah. He's shooting the lights out, but doesn't have a block yet.
So it's not going to be Porzingis. We're not where Derek White seems to not be emphasizing it through the 2 games of the season so far because we're recording this on a Friday afternoon. I don't really see anybody else chasing that.
It
unfortunately,
Kristaps or Derek, and neither one of them is getting there. Kristaps could one day eventually. I mean, he had a couple of 6 or 7 block games last year, so he could do it. It's just he's not going to see the minutes to do so.
Okay, this is my final one, and tell me what you think of this one. This is one that I kind of just compiled myself. This is the last time that a Celtics team had more than 3 All-Stars. Can you guess what year that was?
Did the 08-09 team have 3?
No. They had 3. They did not have more than 3. So it has
they
to
had
be
more than 3.
So
okay.
The big 3, yeah, part. Were there.
So the big 3 got, so is it like the 80s, those teams?
2011.
Wow. Who's
it
who
was
got
the
it
big 3 and Rondo.
Oh.
So Rajon Rondo got the hat tip that year. Do you think that this Celtics team will have 4 or more All-Stars?
I see more so as 3. I'm looking at 3 this year in Tatum, Brown, and White. I don't know about Drew just because I think they're going to start to manage him a little bit more and his efficiency has kind of dropped off a little bit since he came to Boston. Obviously, we appreciate it as people with this, like watching the Celtics, analyzing the Celtics, but I just don't see it translating because it relies so heavily on stats, and I just don't think he's going to have the stats to do so. Kristaps is another option, but obviously he's not going to be playing. So I think they're looking at 3 this year, but last year they had a good shot at doing it. So,
okay. So we're saying 3. I'm trying to think, yeah, Drew Holiday would probably be the only other guy who would even be around, like statistically in there. So unfortunately, I think I agree with you. So we're looking at this team and we have 7 records here from the Celtics franchise. And the only one that we think that they can hit is wins at home in a season.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess so.
Do we want to go back and reformat any of these?
I mean, what's the win total record?
Oh, that is a good call. That one's also the 86 team, isn't it? Let me effort this. Most wins by a Celtics team in season.
68. 1972-73.
Oh. Are you looking at StatMuse?
I'm looking at Pro Basketball Reference.
Oh, Pro Basketball Reference. All right. So do we think that they're hitting that one?
I don't think they're getting that one either.
68 wins?
I think they're going to be a little bit an uptick, but I think they'll fall just short around like the 67, 66, 67.
You know what? I think they get 69.
Really?
I think they get 69 wins this year.
So that would do it.
All right. So I think that's where we leave it. We'll disagree
mic
on this.
Drop.
You think they're stuck at like 67. I give them a tick over 69. That they'll break that Celtics record.
Mic drop.
All right. This has been Slammed. Justin, thanks for joining me on this Friday afternoon. We've got a bunch of games coming up. And you and I believe, will both be there at the Garden Monday night, correct?
That's right. Celtics.
All right. Bucks. We'll effort to get you guys a post-game pod after that Celtics-Bucks game. Should be interesting. Get a little look at somebody who perhaps the championship window is closing on in Milwaukee, but who knows? Maybe they'll come out like the Washington Wizards in the first quarter of that game 2 against the Celtics and be a little more feisty than we're expecting.
That's right. Damian Lillard. We never know.
You never know. Okay, that's Slammed. Guys, if you like this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, review anywhere you get your podcasts, and we'll check you out next week.